number 10,905, George England and Sylvia England, west of Row 42, Union Church Road, approximately 845 feet north of Row 620, Abbott's Pond Road. A variance from the lot width requirement for a parcel.
Are there two or just me? There's two of us.
Two of us.
I will.
Name and address.
George England III, 35655 Woodneck Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
She's right here behind. Are you going to speak as well?
His mother.
Are you going to talk?
No, you don't have to.
I'm not going to talk.
Okay. You can have a seat right there in front then. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, Doug.
Good evening, sir. Could you explain to the board your request for this variance, please?
Yes, sir. What's going on here is my mother has a piece of property she's had in Milford since about 1989. The property, if you look at the plot, it's a long, as far as uniqueness, it's a long, skinny, she's got 4 acres. It starts on one road, gets all the way back to the other road, and then due to someone else's property, it jets in majorly and just leaves a little bit of road frontage. The only variance I'm applying here for today is the road frontage. She's going to chunk off 1.2 acres. I'll be able to do all my setbacks. I just want to put a house there to be there for my mother and my stepfather later in time. And also, she cares for 3 handicapped people in our house. And eventually, it's going to be my job to take care of them. I live in Rehoboth, and I don't think that I could take care of them effectively. Living in Rehoboth, I'm actually going to have to eventually sell my house in Rehoboth and move back north to Milford. So that's why I'm applying for the variance. That B would be the exceptional practical difficulty, 3 handicapped people that I'm going to have to assist later in life. Possibility of development. Without this variance, I don't think that lot can be developed. Like I said, there's plenty of land there to put a couple houses, but the way it's set up, you have the road frontage on the front, and then I think it's like 39 feet on the west side of the property. As far as, is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? That pretty much goes back to previous. I mean, if we can't enter the property from the other side of the road, I don't see any chance of building a house on that property. Has the difficulty been created by applicant? No, she bought the lot just as it is. She hasn't bumped off any land. That's exactly how she bought in 89. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? Looking around, it's not a development. There's all single houses. I think actually when I get done, it will make it look better. And then B, will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development for adjacent property? I don't believe so. I mean, I believe when I build my house, it won't affect anyone else. Be detrimental to public welfare? No, I don't think so. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes. That's all I'm asking for is the road frontage. I will adhere to all building codes, setbacks, everything on the property. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, it is. It's the only way for me to enter that property. Like I said, there's plenty of land there for me to build on. I just need to get on the land. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? Once again, yes. That's all I need is the road frontage variance, and I'll be good to go. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
The parcel, 1.2 acre parcel that you will have its entrance and exit off of Shawnee Road?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then the other parcel will enter and exit on North Union Church Road?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're really not modifying either of the road frontages, you're just cutting a lot in half, basically. Or not
pretty much, sir. I think I sent a survey in showing the proposed, I think it was 1.2 and 279,
right.
Dividing up 4.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Morton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, your mother's home, is that on the remaining 2.79 acres?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the parcel that was cut out, the Van Voorst property?
He's been there for a long time.
Okay, so this was done prior to your mom?
This was, I spoke to him, actually. I think he's been there about 50 years.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like 88 years old.
Did he originally own this whole parcel, or?
I don't know, no.
No,
that's why it looks like it was bumped off. It looks like sometime it was probably bumped off there, but like I said, he's been there 45, 50 years, I think.
Mrs. Isaacs, is he going to have a problem with that 35 or 34 feet as far as a right-of-way, or is that enough?
No.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, okay, 8, 9. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing them, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10905. As I don't believe it alters central character to the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,905. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good night, ma'am.